Alright, let's build some smoky warehouse jungle vibes in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're focusing on how to widen a shuffle so your drums feel more alive, more ragga, and more old school, without falling apart. That's the balance here. You want movement, but you still want the beat to hit hard. Think dusty warehouse, fog in the room, tape-worn drums, and that rolling jungle energy that makes you nod without even thinking about it. First thing, open a new Ableton set and set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, around 165 to 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 170 BPM. Then create a new MIDI track and load up a drum rack. Keep it simple at first. You want a punchy kick, a shark snare or clap, a closed hat, an open hat, and if you've got room, maybe a rim, a ghost snare, or a little percussion hit. The reason we start with these basic ingredients is because shuffle only works properly when the groove has space to breathe. Now build your foundation before you get fancy. Program a basic breakbeat pattern first. A classic old-school feel might have the kick landing on 1 and the end of 2, with a snare on 2 and 4, and hats filling in the gaps. Add a few ghost notes if you like. Don't worry about making it perfect yet. Right now, you just want a solid, tight skeleton. Once that's in place, we can start adding swing. Open the groove pool and look for a swing preset like MPC 16 Swing 54, 57, or 60. Drag that groove onto your drum clip. For a beginner-friendly starting point, keep the timing around 20 to 40%. You can leave velocity a little bit in play too, maybe 5 to 20%. Random should stay low at first. You're not trying to turn the drums into mush. You're just giving them a bias, a little lean, a little bounce. Now here's the important part. Widening a shuffle is not just about turning the swing knob up. You want to spread the rhythm across the bar with small manual moves. Open the MIDI clip and nudge a few offbeat hats slightly late. We're talking tiny shifts, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Then place a ghost snare or little percussion hit slightly before the main snare so it feels like a shadow leading into the backbeat. If you've chopped a break, try moving one slice a touch late. Leave another slice right on the grid, and maybe let one tiny hit drift just a little forward. That contrast is what creates that smoky, unstable groove. And here's a key tip. Keep your kick and main snare strong and reliable. In jungle and old-school DNB, the snare is the anchor. If the snare starts drifting too much, the whole thing loses its authority, so put the shuffle mostly on the hats, percussion, break chops, and ghost notes. You want the tops to sway more than the core impact. That way the beat still bangs on a system, but the surface feels alive and human. To make the shuffle feel wider, think in layers instead of one groove. The main break can sit fairly steady, while the hats lean back, the ghost notes sneak in early, and a few percussion hits drift around the edges. That relationship between parts is what gives you that old-school jungle pocket. It's not just timing, it's the conversation between the layers. Now let's talk width in the stereo field. Don't just slap on a big widener and hope for the best. In this style, the low end should stay centered and solid. Use utility on your top percussion or drum boss and widen the hats and tops a little, maybe 110 to 130%. Keep the kick and snare close to 100% width, or even just perfectly centered. You can also pan some elements lightly. Maybe the hat goes a bit left, a shaker a bit right, a break chop a little off-center. Keep the main snare right in the middle. For atmosphere, send a little bit of your hats or top percussion into hybrid reverb on a return track. Keep the decay short to medium, maybe around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, with a small pre-delay. Filter out the low end so the reverb doesn't muddy the groove. You want haze, not soup. Just enough space to make it feel like the drums are echoing around a warehouse wall. A touch of saturation helps a lot too. Put saturator on the drum group or break track and drive it gently, maybe 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed. That little bit of grit makes the shuffle feel more physical, more tape-like, more old school. If you want a simple chain on the break bus, try EQ8 first, then saturator, then a light compressor, then utility. Keep the compression gentle so you don't flatten the bounce. If you want some extra ragga style movement, beat repeat can be amazing, but use it like seasoning. Put it on a send or a duplicate percussion track, and keep the mix low. Use a grid of 1/8 or 1/16, with only a small chance so it triggers now and then. Great for little fills, transitions, or end-of-phrase accents. You don't want it taking over the whole groove. You want it to surprise the listener and add that chopped-up jungle energy. Another thing to remember is arrangement. A wider shuffle feels even better when the track evolves over time. In your first 4 bars, keep it fairly stripped back. In the next 4 bars, add a ghost snare or shaker. Then maybe bring in a break chop, a delayed percussion stab, or a small fill. Let the groove breathe and mutate. That's very jungle. The beat should feel like it's alive and changing shape. Always check your drums against the bass line too. In DNB, the rhythm and bass are locked together. If the shuffle sounds great alone but falls apart when the bass comes in, tighten things up. Maybe reduce the groove amount a little, or simplify the low end. Keep the sub-mono. Keep the kick clean. Let the bass answer the drums instead of fighting them. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't swing everything too much. If every element is heavily shuffled, the groove loses clarity. Second, don't widen the low end. That gets messy fast. Third, don't drown the drums in reverb. You want smoky, not blurred. And fourth, don't randomize timing all over the place. A little human movement goes a long way. Intentional offsets sound stylish. Random chaos usually doesn't. Here's a really useful practice move. Set up a 2-bar loop at 170 BPM. Program kick, snare, hats, one ghost snare, and maybe an open hat. Add MPC swing around 30% timing and a little velocity swing. Then manually shift two hats slightly late and one ghost snare slightly early. Put utility on the hats with a width around 120%. Add a little saturator on the drum bus. Send just a touch into hybrid reverb. Then loop it and listen for bounce, clarity, smoke, and low-end stability. If it feels good, make two versions, one tighter and cleaner, one wider and more atmospheric. Comparing them helps you hear whether the groove is getting better or just messier. A nice pro move is to split the groove across two drum racks. Keep your kick and snare mostly straight in one rack, and put your hats and percussion in another rack with more swing. That gives you finer control over the pocket. You can also use velocity to fake distance. Quieter hats feel farther away, slightly louder ones feel closer. That little dynamic variation creates a breathing effect that works really well in old-school jungle. You can also create stereo movement by alternating pan. One hat a little left, the next one a little right, while the center hits stay solid. That can make the groove feel wider without needing heavy processing. And if you want a dusty top end, filter your hats a little. Maybe add a touch of saturation, and keep them slightly worn rather than super clean. That texture really sells the smoky warehouse vibe. So let's recap the big idea. To widen a shuffle in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes, start with a strong drum foundation. Add groove with the groove pool. Manually offset a few notes. Keep the kick and snare tight. Widen only the tops and percussion, and use reverb, saturation, and subtle delay for atmosphere. Then arrange it in a way that lets the groove evolve. The secret is simple. Wide does not mean messy. In jungle, wide means live, deep, and moving. Try the exercise, compare a tight version to a wider version, and listen closely at low volume too. If the shuffle still feels exciting when the monitors are turned down, you're on the right path. If you want, next I can give you a ready-to-program 2-bar MIDI pattern or a stock Ableton effect chain for this exact sound.